23강 학생 활동, 학교 생활, 예제 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ms. Roberts, is the preparation for the debate contest going well?
Yes, Mr. Peterson.
What's the topic this year?
It's the reunification of Korea.
That's an interesting topic. How many students are registered?
About 120 students have signed up for the contest.
Amazing. It's getting more popular with students.
Yeah, as there are so many participants this year, we're going to have the contest in the auditorium, not a conference room.
Great. I guess you need more judges for such a large number of students.
Yes, we need 6 judges.
Have you found all of them?
No, I've found only 5. And I still need one more, but I don't know who else to ask.
Do you want to talk to my sociology professor from college? He's an expert on the reunification of Korea.
Good. Do you still keep in touch with him?
Yes, I met him recently. And I remember he was a judge in several debate contests in the past.
(1번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Finally, we've finished the project. What are you going to do now?
The local high school basketball season begins today. I'm going to go watch our school team play.
Really? I'd love to go too. Do you know who the opponent is tonight?
2번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
May I come in?
Oh, Mike, come on in. How's it going?
I've just been studying and studying these days.
Great. I noticed you've been concentrating harder in my class. I'm sure your grades will improve.
Thanks, Ms. Moore. Actually, I have something to talk about with you.
Sure. What is it? Maybe I can help you with it.
It's not easy for me to make new friends here at my new school.
I see. What are you interested in?
I'm interested in studying foreign languages, especially French.
Great. You can make friends easily with whom you have something in common. So, how about joining French Drama Club?
That sounds good. I think that would help me make friends.
I think so, too.
Thanks. I'll try your advice.
3번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
What are you looking at?
It's a picture of the auditorium for the English speech contest. I finished setting up the stage today.
Great. Can I have a look at it?
Sure. What do you think about it?
Good. What is the rectangular table on the left side of the stage for?
It's for trophies. We'll put the 3 trophies on it tomorrow.
Good idea. And the 2016 English Speech Contest banner hanging on the wall looks good.
Thanks.
And you put our school flag in the center of the stage under the banner.
Yes. What do you think about the speech desk in the middle of the stage?
I like it. And the flower pot in front of the speech desk looks beautiful.
Yeah, the flowers are in full bloom.
I think the stage is perfect.
Thanks.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sandra, the student council election day is getting closer.
I know. I'm getting nervous.
Don't worry. Have you registered as a candidate yet?
Yes, I did in the morning.
Good. We're starting your election campaign next Monday, right?
That's right. Have you read the speech that I gave you?
Yes. Here are my comments.
Thanks. We'll go over the campaign schedule at the afternoon meeting.
Okay. I emailed you a rough draft of the schedule last night.
I downloaded and printed it out. I'll bring it to the meeting.
Okay. Have you picked up the campaign posters from the copy center?
Yes, I have. I need your help then.
Sure. What is it?
Could you hang the posters on the bulletin boards?
Of course. I'll get them all up tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 내일 오후에 콘서트를 보러 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Daniel. How was your math test?
It was very difficult, but at least my exams are all over now.
That's great. Now you can have free time, right?
Yes. I'm going to a concert of Mozart's music with my brother tomorrow afternoon.
Really? Have you reserved tickets?
In fact, it's free for teens, so we only needed to reserve seats.
Good for you. I'd love to go to the concert, too, but I can't. I have something to do.
What is it? Volunteer work?
No, I'm participating in a campaign to raise awareness of using good manners online.
Really? Good idea. Many people post insulting and harmful comments online nowadays.
Right. It's a serious problem.
I agree. It should be stopped.
6번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, Red Apple Farm. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm a teacher at Hills Elementary School, and I'd like to take my students on a field trip there.
Great. We offer two activities, apple picking in the morning and a tractor tour in the afternoon.
Both of those sound fun. How much are they?
The apple picking activity is $15 per student, and the tractor tour is $10 per student.
Okay. I'd like to book the apple picking for 20 students on October 7th.
All right. And how about the tractor tour?
Well, I'd like to book the tour for 15 students. 5 students have to leave early.
Okay. And admission is free for teachers who accompany more than 10 students.
Great. So I get free admission. And do you have group discounts?
Yes. We offer 10% off the total for groups of 10 or more people.
That's perfect. Can I pay when I get there?
Of course. Thank you.
7번 대화를 듣고 선베어에 관한 내용으로 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Mom, today I learned about the sun bear in science class. Have you ever heard about this animal?
No. It's a bear, though, right?
Yes, it's found primarily in the tropical rainforests of Southeast Asia.
I see. Is it big?
Actually, no. It's one of the smallest bears, approximately 1.4 meters long.
It must be cute.
Yes, it is. The interesting thing is, unlike other bears, the sun bear doesn't sleep through the winter.
Oh, is that because it lives in a tropical climate?
Yes, and it has short, shiny black fur on its body, except on its chest.
Except on its chest?
Yeah. There's an orange-yellow, horseshoe-shaped marking on its chest.
That sounds really interesting.
I can show you a picture in my textbook.
I'd like to see it.
8번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 함께 선택할 방과 후 프로그램을 고르시오.
Janet, here's a new after-school program brochure. How about taking a class together this session?
Okay, I'd love to.
How about taking cartoon illustration?
Well, I'm not interested in drawing that much. What about science exploration? I heard Sylvia Moore is an excellent instructor.
I heard that too, but I volunteer at the Senior Center every Friday.
I see.
And I'm on cleaning duty this month, so I can't take a class before 4 p.m.
Okay, then we only have these two classes to choose from.
Right. Both of them are less than $35.
Wait, this class is for grades 7 to 9, so we can't take it.
Oops. Then I guess we have no choice but to take this one.
I agree. I'm sure this class will be fun. Nathan, there are more students than usual on the bus today.
Well, they're probably going to the Youth Career Fair at Bronx Convention Center.
Oh, really?
Yes. I heard a lot of schools are taking field trips there this week.
You're probably right. This bus goes right past the convention center.
Yeah. And my son went to the fair yesterday. He said there were many internship programs and useful career coaching programs to sign up for.
Oh, your son went there?
Yeah. It made him really want to become a flight engineer. Is your daughter's school taking a field trip there too?
Well, not that I know of. Do you know how long the fair will be open?
I heard it'll be open until Friday.
10번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 테런이 켈리에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Taryn and Kelly, high school classmates, plan to meet at the neighborhood college library to use the books in the special collections room for their geography report. Taryn has visited the special collections room before, but Kelly hasn't. They meet in the library lobby and take the elevator to the fifth floor where the special collections room is. They get out of the elevator, and Kelly, who's carrying her bag, walks in front of Taryn. She walks straight toward the entrance of the special collections room. Taryn wants to tell Kelly she's not supposed to take her bag into the special collections room for theft prevention. In this situation, what would Taryn most likely say to Kelly?
11번과 12번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오. 11번과 12번까지는 두 번 들렸습니다.
Do you want to get good grades in the next exam? Then make sure you have some basic things for academic success. First, a planner is a real must because being organized helps you attain your goals. So write down due dates, homework, or your weekly timetable in your planner. Second, make flashcards. Put a question or word on one side and the answer or definition on the other. Keep them in your pocket and test yourself anytime. Third, use post-it notes. These bright, handy tools are excellent for reminding you of things to do. And putting little tabs in your textbook helps identify the important pages to study. So keep several post-its on the inside cover of your planner or notebook. Finally, prepare a sturdy backpack that's big enough for all your books and binders. If it has lots of pockets, it'll be easier to organize your belongings. These items will be sure to help reach your academic goals.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Do you want to get good grades in the next exam? Then make sure you have some basic things for academic success. First, a planner is a real must because being organized helps you attain your goals. So write down due dates, homework, or your weekly timetable in your planner. Second, make flashcards. Put a question or word on one side and the answer or definition on the other. Keep them in your pocket and test yourself anytime. Third, use post-it notes. These bright, handy tools are excellent for reminding you of things to do. And putting little tabs in your textbook helps identify the important pages to study. So keep several post-its on the inside cover of your planner or notebook. Finally, prepare a sturdy backpack that's big enough for all your books and binders. If it has lots of pockets, it'll be easier to organize your belongings. These items will be sure to help reach your academic goals.
11번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (12번) 여자가 언급하지 않은 물건은?